two, three, ah. When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine?
John Pizzarelli is a generous performer. Not only does he give 100% on stage, he credits his fellow musicians for a decade of overwhelming success both on the road and in the studio. John says, without the incredible talents of Ray Kennedy and Martin Pizzarelli, I would be hard-pressed to find musicians who can swing so hard, play so delicately on a ballad, and put up with me at a sound check.
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't never do you.
John Pizzarelli was born the son of renowned jazz guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. Bucky taught John to play guitar, and years later invited his young son to perform with him on stage. John's earliest influences were guitarist Django Reinhardt, the Beatles, and singer Michael Franks. But it wasn't until his father introduced him to the music of Nat King Cole that he decided to devote himself entirely to jazz.
I think his introduction to me of the Nat Cole Trio CDs, records actually, in 1980 was what sort of laid the foundation for what I wanted to do. That's where I discovered Route 66, Straighten Up and Fly Right, and most notably Paper Moon. That was a record that my father had always talked about.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
From Live at Birdland, the John Pizzarelli Trio with It's Only a Paper Moon. John released his first solo album, I'm Hip, Please Don't Tell My Father, in 1983. The eight selections featured his father, Bucky, on guitar. John continued to appear with his father in concerts and on records until forming his drummerless trio in 1992. The trio's new double CD was recorded at the legendary Birdland nightclub in New York City in September 2002. One disc is a so-called Greatest Hits collection, and the other contains all new material. John says he enjoys composing, but will always owe a debt of gratitude to America's master songwriters.
I love George Gershwin's writing. There's something extremely rhythmic about it. I love Johnny Mercer's lyrics. I love Yip Harburg's lyrics. Everyone is a little gift. I find them to be fascinating that way.
John will pay tribute to another one of his musical heroes, Frank Sinatra, when he stars in an upcoming show called His Voice, His Song. John will perform some of Sinatra's best-known songs with a 40-piece orchestra at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. From their 10th anniversary release, Live at Birdland, here's the John Pizzarelli Trio with Oh, How My Heart Beats for You. I'm Doug Levine.
Through every little raindrop and sky blue, oh, how my heart beats for you. As every little